Okay. Take a deep breath in. You're gonna be okay. This estate was a bust. Dusty antiques, cheap silverware. Almost getting caught, and all I have to show for it is a necklace that I don't even like. And it's going to start raining. Perfect. God damn it. Oh. I have to hide, or my next necklace is going to be in news. That room. It looks empty. Oh, that oh my gosh. I wasn't expecting someone to be in here when I turned around. Look at you, quiet as a mouse, sitting at your desk with only one candle burning in a dark room. You're shrouded in shadow, but I can still see all those books on your desk. Oh, we're in the library. I'll make sure to keep my voice down. You'll do the same, won't you? Oh. Listen to yourself. Who are you? What are you doing in my house at night? What are you, a guard? Ah, you're a student. Well, that makes sense, given the piles of paper surrounding you. I can see you taking a big breath in. Don't scream. Shh, shh, shh. Do I seem like a threat to you? We're just talking. That's not a crime. Close your mouth. I'm going to take a few steps towards you. Your first words are always the wrong words. Don't scream. Don't cause a fuss. Be smart. Yeah. Use that big brain of yours. If I really was dangerous, then you wouldn't want to upset me, right? Yeah. Because I'm armed. And now you let me get close enough to strike. Oh no. Sorry, bookworm. Looks like we're getting acquainted at knife point. Try and relax. Here's what I do. Breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. Good. Don't panic. There you go. You're being so quiet, so well behaved. You're staying safe. That's smart. And now I'm finally close enough to get a good look at you. Hold up that candle for... Oh! It's you. You live here? No. No, I'm not going to shank you if you talk. Just talk quietly. I didn't think you lived out in the country. Yeah, I've seen you around. At the cafe, mostly. The one by the bookshop? No, you wouldn't have seen me. Most people don't. You always order a cappuccino with chocolate. Makes sense. You're probably exhausted from all this book learning. Ah, and there is our rain. I noticed you because of those robes you always wear. The blue ones with the gold trim and the ruby buttons. Listen, take it from me, but you don't want to wear those robes out at night. You're gonna get mugged and mess up that pretty face of yours. Oh, your dorm in the city is pretty safe. Ah, so this is your family home. You decided to visit the folks and eat with their cheap silverware. Did you just laugh? No. I just never heard you laugh before. It's not like how I imagined. What's your name? That's the one thing I don't know about you. Beautiful. Look at all this paper and ink you're poring over. I don't know how you make sense out of it all. With practice? You don't say. I hope you're not an archaeologist. I heard about that dust-up the guild had with the necromancy school. Over that ancient coffin. You heard an apprentice necromancer ran off with the body inside? No way. That was just a rumor the archaeologists started because they're bitter. Shh. Hey. You're getting a little uppity. Just because I think you're a looker doesn't mean I won't cut you. Hey, don't tremble, you poor thing. This has to be the scariest thing that's ever happened to you. You're doing great, sweetie. What happens now? Whatever I want. Because I have the knife. Oh, this is too good. Too easy. I like watching all the color drain from your face when I threaten you. I never thought. All those days watching you, seeing you turn the pages of your books at the cafe, you'd look out the window when your eyes would be so distant. Of course I paid attention to you. You're the most interesting thing to look at, most days. Even without the rubies on your robe. You just seemed so far away. Like you're from another world. You wouldn't care about a thief. You wouldn't know what it's like to steal to get by. And I like that about you. Am I calling you beautiful? You are. But you're beautiful the way a statue is beautiful. Seeing you up close, watching the way your eyes grow wide, it's better. More human. You're vulnerable right now. I never thought I would love it like this. Relax. Relax. I'm not going to hurt you. Not unless you make me angry. And you're not going to do that, are you? Good. That's what I thought. I'm not staring at you. Well, I am staring at you, but I'm thinking. Here, try on this necklace I took. I think it'll suit you. Yeah, that looks nice. You put it on quickly, didn't you? Don't you feel disloyal? Wearing something I stole from your family? Ah, you don't like them much, huh? I'm sorry. That's rough. Wow. That sounds like a lot of pressure. Gosh, you're precious. I can't believe I found you like this. It must be fate. Listen, I'm going to kidnap you, okay? I'll save you from this life, and we can live off the ransom we get from your family. Yeah, it's gonna be great. Trust me. You'll love the kind of life I have. It's very adventurous. We can travel, go to lots of different cafes. Come here. My precious little bookworm. My poor, miserable noble. Go on. Write the ransom letter in your own hand. Tell them that I had you at knife point. Ask for what you know they'll pay. Don't be scared. I'm going to take care of you. I've dreamed of it for years. Let's see. Very good. I sound so scary. But you like that, don't you? That's what I thought. Come on. You pack a few things, and then I'm taking you away to start a new, happier life. No one else can do this for you. No one else is going to care about you the way I do. I've watched you for so long, and I tried. I tried to just appreciate you from afar. But when I found you, alone and sad in the dark, how could I resist? It's okay, beautiful.